Hello, hello, and welcome to Scary Tales from Scary Places. Yes, the podcast that has it all. It does. This is episode 36. Episode 36. Yes, episode 36 of this thrilling podcast. Yes, it's got ghosts, it's got paranormal, it's got history, it's got your niece, it's got Marjorie. What more do you want? Oh, God. So scariness to scare your pants off. This has scariness to scare your pants off. Right. Marjorie, guess where we're going? We're going back to Llangollen. Yes, we are. Because Llangollen is packed. Oh, packed with history. Packed with ghosts. Packed with the paranormal. Yes. We're going to a place called Cambrian House in Llangollen, which is... I think it is a bed and breakfast accommodation. Now you can go and stay in the centre of Llangollen in this very, very lovely, lovely property. So we're going to need some music, Marjorie, to suggest Llangollen, grandeur, Cambrian House. Yes, all of that. See what you can do. Thank you. Ah, thank you, Marjorie. Right, onwards with a little bit of the history of Cambrian House in Llangollen. Is this lovely property, which is Grade II listed building. It was Georgian. Dates from the Georgian period, a former coaching inn, as they all were. Ah, this lovely property, Georgian property, nestles. It does, it nestles. That's that, nestles in the Dee Valley in Llangollen. Doesn't that sound lovely? Nestles. You can go and nestle in it while it's nestling in the Dee Valley. Isn't that nice? Oh. It's a former coaching inn. Yes, we said that. It did have originally its own stables and it brewed its own beer. Excellent. What more do you want? Horses, booze, somewhere to sleep. Lovely. Lovely. It's got it all. Nestle. Lovely. In the 19th and the earlier 20th century, Cambrian House adjoined the old Cambrian Hotel. It was probably the western portion. In the 1890s, it was the home of William Poole. He was an agent for a tea merchant, Valentine's, I think. Valentine's, I think, rings a bell. In 1898, it was owned by a Mrs. S.E. What's that say? Roland? Don't know what that says. Roberts! Excuse me, I can't read my own writing. Oh, who ran a millinery business, making acts, lots of acts. Yes. So, it has been used for all sorts. Now, of course... It's a lovely bed and breakfast. It looks gorgeous, black and white, and it looks fabulous. You can go and stay there. It's got these lovely bay windows. It just looks fabulous. It looks like the sort of place where you want to go and spend a weekend with your loved one, with your wife or your husband or your girlfriend or boyfriend and have a lovely weekend away. That sounds gorgeous. You can explore the delights of Llangollen. Yes, you can. You can explore the delights of the beautiful river. Yes, you can go and go. Steam train. They've got a steam train. Yes, you can travel on the steam train up to Corwen. Oh, and travel all the way back again. Lovely. Very Ivor the engine. Lovely stuff. And you've got all the lovely countryside around there. All the lovely places. All the lovely buildings. It's gorgeous. Oh, you got the Castell Dinas Bran, which is above the old castle above Llangollen. Oh, it's just such a glorious, glorious setting. You love it. Please go. That's the Cambrian House in Llangollen. What a marvellous, marvellous place. Now we come down to the scary tales from scary places bit. And you think to yourself, this is all sounding jolly nice. Why is it called Scary Tales from Scary Places? This sounds like a jolly nice place to visit. Because the list of paranormal spooks and carryings on in here is enormous. Oh, where do we start? Goodness gracious me, where do we start? So many things. Right, let's make a start on this list, shall we? It is quite an extensive list. There are quite a lot of things going on. There has a man in grey appears. Not a lady in grey this time. A man in grey wafting about the place, looking mysterious. Don't know what he's doing. He appears, wanders about. Locked cellar doors. Mysteriously opening in the night. Even though they've been locked. And they're suddenly open in the morning. Whoa, who's opened that then? Someone with a key, obviously. No. Now, cynic. Oh, no, obviously not. It's paranormal. You can have the sound of horses' hooves in the dead of night. Coming from the old stable area. The old stable area with those horses' hooves. Clippity-cloppity-clippity-cloppity. Oh, that's scary. Scary. Well, is it? I don't know. But it might be scary if you weren't expecting horses' hooves. No, it might be quite comforting, but ooh, maybe not. Also, what have we got? We've got a stable boy. Not an unstable boy, no. A stable boy. Very unstable girl. No, stable boy. There. No, he seemed quite friendly, this one. Who else we got? We got someone called Mr. Davis. Yes, who appears occasionally, who used to live in a small cottage, which is now part of the inn. Interesting, isn't it? Eh? Mr. Davis, yes. He appears. Again, I don't think he's nasty. No. Indeed, I think this place is packed with friendly ghosts. Friendly ghosts. We're all cheerful and happy and thundering about the place. Oh, have we got any beastly children? Probably. Let's see what else is on the list. Oh, yes, here's one. We've got a girl called Dillis. She's in there doing girly things, probably being beastly, charging about the place. Yes. We've got another little girl called Lucy. She's there. I think they're probably having fun. Don't seem to be any problems with them. We've got a woman in there. A ghostly woman called Hilda Saunders. It's very precise, isn't it? It's called Hilda Saunders. Yes, I don't know what she's doing there. Probably an old guest come back to visit. She loved it so much. Oh, yes. Now, we have a serving maid who died in a tragic accident. Yes, we do. She's here. She's called Jeanette. Do you think she died in a tragic accident? Excuse me. She'd be a bit upset, a bit cross. None of it. Oh, no, she's here. She's joining in the party with all the rest of them. Oh, lovely time. Yeah, she's here with all the rest of them, with Dillis and Lucy. Jeanette. Another woman called Matilda. She's in there. Matilda. Oh, they're all friendly. They're having a great time. All come back because it's such a lovely place. So if you go there, you might see all these lovely people enjoying themselves. What else have happened? Oh, tables get tipped over, probably by the dancing ghosts. They're having such a lovely time knocking tables over, probably pissed as farts. There we are. Oh, also seen. Oh, my God, it goes on and on and on. Shadowy figures have been seen. Probably shadowy figures of Hilda Saunders and Jeanette and Lucy and Dillis and Matilda. All dancing away. Bless them. They're all friendly. Please go and experience the fun and joy of Cambrian House. Experience the joy and terror. Remember that. Terror. Scary tales from scary places. Go and enjoy it or be scared by it. Yes. Cambrian House, Llangollen. Now, I think it's time we got off that bit because it's time for Janice. I can see her. She's champing at the bit in the background. Champing she is. Look at her snorting. She's pawing the ground with those great hooves. Well done, girl. We'll be there in just a second. I'm just going to get some music for you. Music, Marjorie. Music. Thank you. We need some music for her over there. Yeah, she's pawing. Okay. Do your best. Thank you, Marjorie. You like that one, don't you? What's it called? Gosling. What's that got to do with anything? Never mind. We move on towards Janice. Let's pull myself together. Janice, we're coming to you now, darling. We're coming to you, my darling. Yes, you can. I'll release you soon. I'll release you into the Cambrian house in Clangotland. You can go and have fun in there. But they're all seemed quite nice. Yes, you might have some trouble, but, you know, of the nice kind. So over to you, Janice. Are you there? Yes, Janice calling the studio. Janice calling the studio. Come in, studio. Here I am. Where am I? I'm inside the Cambrian house, Clangotland. Here I am. Yes, and yes, indeed. There is a lovely atmosphere in here. I do suspect there are sort of beastly children. You know what I'm like with beastly children, because there they go. They just thundered past me, knocked a table over. Oh, they're always that. I've been tweaked. Oh, God. Always the same. No one else gets tweaked. It's always me. They've done it again. Oh, last week. Well, the last episode, was it last week? I forget now. Last week, I was strangled. Strangled on the stairs. And now I've been tweaked. Tweaked by a beastly child. And what? Who's that? Dillis? God, what sort of name is that for a ghost? How very scary. Dillis and Lucy. Dillis and Lucy. Yes, there they go. Thundering over there. Oh, there they go. I can hear singing. What's that? I can hear disembodied singing. Oh, they're having a great fun. They're having a great time here. Yes, I can hear lots of singing. What are they singing? That sounds like a On the Good Ship Venus. Oh, my goodness me. What are they singing? They're singing rugby songs. How do I know those? How disgusting. Well, I'm not staying here to be disgusted. I'm going to the bar. Where? Have they got a bar? They haven't got a bar? Right, I'm going to the pub. I need several gins to get over this. And some liniment, or ointment for my tweaked buttock. Oh, dear. Awful. Anyway, back to the studio. It's a lovely place, though. Back to the studio. Oh, Janice. Oh. Bring your ointment here. I'll rub it in for you. Oh, yeah, that sounds like it's going to smart. Oh, nasty. Your bruises, your tweaks, bruises. Oh, no, that's awful. Anyway, moving on. This has been Scary Tales from Scary Places podcast with your host, Kevin Green, with Marjorie, and with a very, very tweaked Janice. And we were visiting the Cambrian House in Clangotland. A place that's jam-packed, full of celebrating and singing and dancing ghosts. If you want to join in, go and enjoy the fun. Oh, no, sorry. Go and be terrified and scared. Scared, terrified. Yes, that's what it should be. Please, I hope you enjoyed this little visit, dear listener, and we shall be coming back. Oh, yes. I can hit the cries. No! Yes, we shall. We shall return with episode 37. And that'll be somewhere else. Glorious. But in the meantime, thank you for joining us on this trip of joy and terror. It's all for you, dear listener. All for you. Thank you for listening. Goodbye.